Cable.
How you doing, KB4CPA?
Good morning, Dave. How are you? We just left getting some chicken feed down at Tractor Supply and headed down towards Aldi's.
Totally shocked that you're going to Aldi. Seems like about every other time I talk to you, you're either going to, coming from, or you're there. One of the three. Well, believe it or not, I'm not playing tennis. I could have this morning, but my mother-in-law needed me over at her house, and so I went over there, and there were some electricians there, and she had all her overhead lights wouldn't come on. So they found the problem, and I did a few things around the house that needed to be done, replace some light bulbs and that kind of thing. And so that's what I've been doing. I'm headed to the house.
What kind of fault they find? Bad circuit breaker or something?
Earl, my father-in-law, he passed away about 8 years ago, but he had a separate panel installed for a generator, and he could plug that generator into the they had an outlet on the outside of the house. He could plug that generator in. They didn't have any power, and cut his main breaker off on his main panel, and it would power the whole house. And one of the wires on it had come loose, and it's of course wired into the box. I'm not sure what that has to do with the overhead lights, but it left an open in the system somehow or another, and they found it. I don't know. I'm not sure how they found it, but they figured it out.
Well, they probably lost one phase of the 220. Transfer switch is what they call those, Dave. And that's a real good thing to have. Most people don't. They just backfeed a generator in, and got to be awful careful about that. That your main is off before you start the generator. You could hurt a lineman, or you could also make your generator into a toaster real quick. It's a real good thing to have. That's unfortunate. Sometimes line voltages coming in, in the old days were aluminum, and they tend to creep under pressure and should be retorqued every now and then. They don't do that anymore, but years ago they did. And aluminum's okay if you use that yuckum pucky on it and put it on there and torque it down. But you should come back about once a year and retorque it, and nobody does that, of course.
Because anything like that that's loose, if the connection's loose, it creates heat, and that's not good. That's how fires get started. So, I saw my, I had a Mustang, a 90 Mustang, and I kept having alternator problems, and I checked the ground from the battery to the block, and the bolt was tight, but what I didn't check was the cable. The cable was loose, so what had happened is they boogered up that bolt somehow or another, so I had to fix that. Once I got that ground fixed, my charging problem went away, it was trying, the whole car system was trying to ground through a little bitty ground wire that came off of the big one. It was, I noticed it was really hot. And I said to myself, well, that's not right. So that led me to the problem.
You know, even on my battery terminals, I use Norilox, is what they call it, Norilox. And you can buy it at Lowe's, it's cheap, it's just a little bottle of it. And I put it on my battery terminals or anything that might develop electrolysis. And anything that has two dissimilar metals can develop electrolysis. And then, of course, you get resistance. And when you're dealing with 12 volts, it just don't take much resistance at all to goof things up, cause the voltage drop, and then, as you say, causes heat. It's a wonder it didn't melt the insulation off of that sucker.
Put it that way, because one time, to get it to charge, I, back in those days, alternator, the regulator was built in, but it was on the outside, and you could ground one of the screws. It had a letter over it, I think it was an F, and you would get full field from the alternator. It put out 16, 18 volts, and I did that with a jumper wire just and drove it home just to get it to charge the battery up a little bit. And boy, that wire was a little black wire. It was just about melted. All the plastic off of it, all that plastic insulation. So I didn't see that again.
Roger, and an overcharge like that can boil the battery drive pretty quick. Well, Dave, we're pulling in here to Aldi's down here in Taylor's. We like it better than the other Aldi store, and it's shut down right now, matter of fact, isn't it, Bernice? It should open up pretty quick. I might go over and get gas. I really don't need it. I seen gas raised this morning, but it's still a giveaway. You take care, have a good day, and interesting troubleshooting things and back experiences. You can always learn something from somebody. 73s, this is N0TR. That's what the kids would call on texting, too much information, Dave. N0TR.
A bunch of people did that. I checked in, but I checked no on what I said. It said announce, and I checked no. I didn't want all that stuff being, on the tying up the repeater. It's crazy. But anyway, I say it's crazy. I didn't need to hear it. So, yeah. Well, I just know enough to be dangerous. That's about the way it is. And, I mean, I worked on cars for years, and there's always something new to learn. And, some electrical, I know more about DC than I do AC. If you don't think 12 volts can do anything, you lay a wrench across the positive and negative on a battery and see what happens.
I think I was telling you the other day, I had a dragging starter on a forklift one time, and I put an amp meter on, and it was drawing 400 amps. And you take that times 12, and you get a lot of watts. Yeah, it's it can burn you. And sometimes, if you've got an inductive load like a solenoid or something like that, if you happen to get between it just right, it can bite you a little bit. By the National Electrical Code, at least it used to be, anything below 50 volts is low voltage and not lethal, but that's not the case when you're dealing with things like that or charging systems from solar cells and that. When you got that much amperage, it's bad. It can really burn you bad. Anyways, Dave, I'm going to get out. Bernice is already in the store, and I'll catch you later. Send your OTR.
KN4, VWA, you there, Dave?
Yes, Steve. All right, Tom, you have a good one. Thanks. N0TRKB4CBA. Well, go ahead there, Mr. Steve. How are you, sir?
Yeah, hey, Steve.
Hey, Tom. I hope you're doing well, bud. Hey, I understand you're going to meet me over in Bowling Springs this evening, Dave.
I was just talking some trash last night. I shouldn't have said what I said. But it just aggravates me that this is still going on. That's all I need to say about it.
Well, I talked to him a few minutes ago, and he grabbed up his trumpet and a few things that were, you know, irreplaceable. And he's bugging out, said that Spartanburg County was sitting right there in front of his house at the main intersection, and said that some of that stuff starts up a little bit early, so they weren't supposed to get started until later this evening, but Spartanburg County, good old Chuck Wright, he's right there. They got units there on the spot, ready to go. And Chuck Wright said that he wasn't going to put up with any private property damage.
You know, what I don't understand is why they don't do the way the city of Greenville did. It's my understanding that the police talked with the protesters, you know, the peaceful protesters, and got them to mediate between the two and talk to the people that were going to riot and, you know, calmed them down. And I think they did have to make a few arrests, but they didn't loot and burn buildings and police cars like they did in Charleston. I think Greenville handled it the best way it's been I've seen it handled.
They still had some private property destroyed over there. Are they through with it in Greenville? Have they stopped over there?
I think they were down there, you know, around the Liberty Bridge and walking across that old bridge that goes over the Reedy River and all that. But I think all that's gone. So anyway.
Well, all that means is then that the antagonizers have moved over to Spartanburg County now.
I don't know. We need to get united on this, and all of this is causing is division, and quite frankly, I just don't understand it. I mean, if that had happened to another race of person, you wouldn't even have heard about it probably on the news. So I just don't understand. Somebody needs to explain it to me.
What happened was absolutely wrong, but we've got laws in place to take care of those that are absolutely wrong. It doesn't mean that the rest of the nation has to, you know, be tortured over the rest of the one person's stupidity. That's what the law is all about. And they're in person, the law. They've charged them all with second-degree murder now. And, I stand behind them being able to come and do their protest, but the minute they get these Antifa people that are trying to get it, you know, destruction and burn it down, that's the line for me. But anyhow, you know, maybe we ought to do like old De Blasio once done. He wants the police defunded. Give him what he wants. Can you imagine New York without a policeman?
Man, I'm in a bad spot here.
I think we ought to give de Blasio what he wants up in New York. Defund the cops up there. Can you imagine New York without a cop?
Not really. I would want to be a thousand miles in that, if that was true. Good cow. That makes absolutely no sense at all.
Hey, give them what they want. Let them find out what it would really be like without a policeman on the corner. They'll be changing their tune real quick. Man. Well, anyhow, I'm over here at Five Guys on Wade Hampton. Where are you?
I'm on Wade Hampton. I'm coming up on, I think it's Elizabeth Drive, 7-Eleven, and on one side, Walgreens on the other.
You slide on back down here to the Five Guys. Me and Rick Davis are gonna have lunch.
I'm going to pass on that. I appreciate it. I've just gotten to where I just eat two meals a day, and most of the time, and when I eat lunch, that's a special occasion. I just eat a little snack and something to carry me over. My wife gets home early. Well, she gets home about 4:30, and we just eat supper then, so it's kind of a lunch-supper combination.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, good enough there, bud. Well, I'm going to go ahead and sign on you. I'm over here waiting on Rick, and meet me in Bowling Springs about 4 o'clock.
I sure will. I hope everything remains peaceful there. All right, 73s, and y'all enjoy that pizza. And we will talk to you later. K4VWA, KN4VWA, KB4CBA.
Yeah, man, you take it easy. And like I said, we're over here at Five Guys Burgers. They got a keto burger over here. Calling it an inside-out burger. It's everything except the bun. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm trying to cut mine down, too. All right, bud, take it easy. KN4BWA, clear.
KN4CBA.
4NDK just making a radio check.
Okay, go ahead. KN4BWA.
KN4BWA, just checking to make sure I'm making it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, anytime. It sounds fairly good. You're getting a little scratch in the background. Where are you?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. You're over there on the south end, I think.
Yep, South Park area. And earlier today I couldn't make it in because of the weather, but seems like I'm making it in now. So that's good news. I got to head downstairs and get some lunch together so I can be ready for my 1 o'clock with my boss. But wish I could join the Creveville folks at Five Guys. But y'all have a good afternoon. I appreciate the radio check, KM4VWA 73W4NDK.
NDK, KN4VWA, clear.
W1JE, how you doing?
PE, Ginger LTR. Oh, great, how you doing today?
I'm sitting here in line at Burger King getting lunch. Turned on the radio no more than 2 minutes ago, and you popped up. And, yeah, I haven't been on the radio a lot because my truck has been in the shop a lot. But now I got her back, and I got my radio finally.
and I'm getting old. I always remember your call, and I always remember your face, but I always forget your name, duh. Anyways, and I know you're a good Navy man.
You get all the right parameters. The name here is Scott, and you're entitled to forget again if you wish.
No, Scott, I absolutely remember you 100%. And one of the good guys. We're just here at Aldi's. Going to go across the street real quick to Walmart, so not here for long.
Coming up to the ordered window. The guy's talking to me, so I'll catch you later. W1JE.
Okay, Scott, don't be a stranger, and it's great hearing you. Send 0TR, 73.
E, standing by. Just don't know when it's going to happen yet. So how you been doing? I've been following you guys on Facebook.
Got pretty good out here. We're getting ready to head out to Oconee Point at the end of the month. We're going to be camping out there. Going to spend about 4 days out there.
Right now, I'm saving up all my vacation time in case they shut the plant down for a period of time due to lack of orders. We basically shut down our converting department that would take all the paper that we make and cut it into sizes that customers need and all that, and laminate and making thicker stuff. So, yeah, we're probably going to feel it here later on this summer. So that's when I'll probably take my vacation.
Tomorrow got me furlough 5 days a month, and I still get full pay. I haven't figured that one out yet. But it looks like we're going to hang in there until this fall time, see things turn around. We're being slaughtered out there. We're bleeding money like a wounded whale.
Happening everywhere. Some places are picking up, others are going down. State of flux. I figure it'll take about a year, 18 months, and we should be back to normal, I hope.
To recover there. The main difference will be a slow recovery or fast. Right now, it looks like it's going to be a fast recovery.
I was up on my vacation because I have to. Anyway, I'm back at the plant. I just went out for lunch. Now I got to get back in. We'll talk to you later. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Scott. Well, I'll catch you later on. This is KJ4. Wow. QK Mobile.